Chris and Kira.
2FM.
Player, Galway player, how are you this evening?
Wonderful. How are you, Chris?
I'm good. I can't complain. All is good. All is well. I hope you're having a good week. I hope you're shifting and drifting, riding and sliding, as you put it.
Yeah. No, it's been pretty busy, pretty active week, as usual. Enjoying myself. Living the dream, Chris. That's what it's all about.
Of course. Any dates? How are things going? Any dates this week?
Pretty good, yeah. I had a very good one, actually, last night. Bit sore after this morning. I won't lie, I'm back.
Okay, oh no.
We won't get into it. It's so funny, when I come into work anymore, it's like sex or soccer when I'm...
Okay, right, when you're looking kind of pained or anything. Yeah. Okay.
More like sitting at home on your own with your hand...
Well, Kira, let me... Actually, Galway player, can I ask you a question? I'm being serious for a second. You, I know, are based in Galway, of course, hence being called the Galway player. Now, Galway, from what I'm aware... I am a Galway man myself. I've lived my whole life in Galway. Are you not worried that you're going to... Like, there's a very finite pool of women in a place the size of Galway.
Absolutely, Chris. And I won't lie to you, last Friday night... The last half an hour of the night, I got dog's abuse of three different women for no real reason. It is a funny spot. Look, it has some amazing women. And the unfortunate thing is that I have scored a lot.
Yeah, see, this is it, exactly.
Go is too small.
Yeah, go is too, exactly.
Yes, and this is it. And I've kind of... Now, we do have hen parties coming in every weekend. It's a wonderful place to have a hen party. I'd highly recommend it. Some great bars.
Absolutely, yeah.
Bring them.
You have fresh meat coming in every week,
exactly.
Of course. Kind of imported in from outside other parts, exactly.
But
yeah.
I'm kind of focusing on non-Irish at the moment, I'll be perfectly
honest.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, because...
you have no luck with the Irish girls, is it?
Well, no, I know. It's grand. I'm enjoying this. But eventually they find out kind of who I am and then things...
Then I imagine it gets a little awkward.
Yes, I would say so. Yeah.
Well, look, let's get down to business because I love when the Galway player comes on the phone. Every week the Galway player comes on the phone and he is, of course, a player, which is very obvious. And he gives the men of Ireland advice on how they can be players just like he is. But ladies, I'm telling you, this is a wasted experience for no one because you will be able to hear everything that's going on. You can hear what the other side is talking about. You can have a lifeline or an ear, a direct line into the opposition. For want of a better words, dressing room, and you can hear everything that's going on. And by the way, the Galway player is of course online. TheGalwayPlayer.com. TheGalwayPlayer.com is his website, and his Twitter is at Galway Player. Galway Player, your website, does it carry your book yet?
Not yet. There's a couple of technical issues, but it's going to be on sale very soon. But Kennys.ie, www.kennys.ie. You can buy it online there for all my fans all over the world, and it's in all good bookstores around the country also.
Well, there you go. What is the name of the book, Mr. Galway Player?
It's called Shift and Drift, The Galway Player's Guide to Dating in Ireland.
Well, look, there you go. I mean, if you didn't have any ideas for stocking fillers, I tell you, you do now. Galway Player, let me ask you this. What are we going to learn about this week?
Okay, Chris, this week... So last weekend, I was sitting before we went out with a group of friends watching X Factor.
Okay.
And I was thinking, you can learn an awful lot about dating and relationships by watching X Factor.
Can you?
Yes,
you can. Okay, well, enlighten me.
So today we're going to talk about, what X Factor teaches us about relationships, okay? The first thing is that I don't really see the appeal of it, either one, realistically, even though they're incredibly popular.
Okay.
I don't really see the point, so...
You don't see the point of X Factor or relationships?
No.
Okay,
all right,
fair enough, yeah.
Yes, they remain incredibly popular.
Don't they? It's very odd, but yeah, I hear you.
Really strange, really strange. The second one is, the thrill is in the chase. Okay, so with, when you're trying to meet a girl or when you're trying to meet a guy, often the most exciting thing is, the dates leading up, texting, getting the number, all that kind of stuff, the flirting glances. When you actually score them and settle down with them, then it kind of gets boring and you forget, you forget why you liked them in the first place.
Sure, it's kind of the group stages of the X Factor, the public voting stage, all of that kind of stuff is what has everyone really captivated.
See, this is it.
Yes.
So you have all the different bands trying all the different types of songs. You have the big band weekend, Queen versus Michael Jackson, all this kind of stuff. And it's exciting and it's good fun and who's going to be voted off and what the judges are saying and all that kind of stuff. Then it gets the winner. Like, who even won last year's X Factor?
This is it. I don't know. Yeah.
So, like, at the end of the day, the thrill, it's more about the competition itself. And
I get you.
About getting there.
It's the game itself as opposed to the actual prize at the end. It's not the finish line. It's kind of the journey in the middle. I get you.
See, this is it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Another thing, sometimes the person that you think is the one turns out to be an absolute disaster, a huge mistake.
Yeah,
so look,
right.
James Arthur
yes.
won a couple of years ago, had the fastest selling song of all time in Britain, and then was dumped by his record label because he turned out to be a jackass.
He was a dick.
He turned out to be a jackass.
No, he
see,
was.
That's it. They thought they had found the one, as you say, Galway player.
Yeah.
They thought everything was fine, and then look
amazing.
What happens.
Yeah. And then, yeah, exactly. He had disgusting lyrics in his songs. He was abusing other musicians who were far more talented than him and much better career. And so sometimes you think someone is amazing. You think they have it all. And then once you get to know them a lot better, you realise that they're a waste of space.
Exactly. And dropping them as quickly as possible is what you should do.
Exactly.
Galway player, what else can we learn from this? Because amazingly, you do seem to be able to apply your dating theory to a lot of modern aspects of life. I have to say I'm impressed by this.
Well, another thing, and like, things don't always work out the way you'd expect. So sometimes you get dumped, or that girl that you're dreaming about, just, you know, she was saying it wasn't the right time, or she just wants to be friends or stuff, and you're devastated. You're really upset about things, and you think this is the end of the world. You have to have perspective. Who remembers, or what's Matt Cardle doing now, or Rebecca Ferguson? But third place that year, One Direction. They seem to be doing pretty okay
for
themselves.
Imagine being the two other artists that come first and second ahead of One Direction that year and looking at One Direction. That's sickening.
Yeah, well, there's no competition there. One Direction are five gorgeous looking lads. You know, Rebecca Ferguson is one girl. Matt Cardle was one guy. They had it in force, in fairness. It was a team of them.
I suppose, yeah.
Well, at the end of the day, you know, everyone, during the competition, it's all about winning and it's all about coming first. And I'm sure those guys are pretty upset when they won it. But then you step back and look at the bigger picture and now they're one of the biggest bands of all time. So sometimes the girl that you thought was going to be amazing and the girl that turns out to be a dodge, and then you meet someone else that's absolutely perfect for you and makes you incredibly happy.
You know what? This is pretty solid logic, in fairness. And you're right, One Direction are one of the biggest, but they're bigger than the Beatles and they didn't win the X Factor.
So what are you trying to say, that like, don't always go for the girl, let's say, that wins your heart straight away? Maybe.
No, what I'm saying there is that sometimes you'd be absolutely devastated that it didn't work out with one particular girl, but someone else can come along that's much better and makes you much happier.
Mm. Right. Look, I can't argue with you, Galway player. This is all very solid, you know, grounded logic. Yeah. Do you have anything else? Because I'm actually amazed you're able to do this with the X Factor.
Well, I have a few other things. Like, I suppose the overuse of superlatives. Okay, so we see someone and she is the most beautiful girl I've ever met, or she's the most perfect girl I've ever met. So have you ever listened to the rubbish the judges come out with? They're like a young girl or a young guy talking about someone they've just met. It could be someone that they saw in a dark, dingy nightclub when they were absolutely hammered drunk. They can barely remember their first name. Yes, this one is the one, I'm going to marry her or I'm going to marry him. So far on X Factors, there's been 152 contestants on the live shows. Okay.
How many?
152. Since it started.
Wow.
That actually seems like a very low number.
152. Yeah. Jesus.
Here are some rough facts that may or may not be true about the X Factor and the judges, the way they talk about them. And this is a lot like what people talk about when they meet someone. So 136 out of that 152 turned out to be the nicest person ever.
Okay, yes.
There was 4,831 best performance ever since the show started.
Wow.
152 of them have been the hardest working contestant ever.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And 127 of them definitely have the X Factor.
Wow.
We all know
137 of them. Yeah, I don't see 137 number one artists out of the X Factor.
See, there you go. What I'm saying is that, you know, life nowadays, and this is, I think social media has a lot to blame, but the superlatives, everything is either the best ever or the worst ever. I've been called the worst human being ever on social media a number of times. I think that's pretty unfair.
Yeah, I think that's very harsh.
I'm not everyone's cup of tea, I'll admit that, but then not everyone is as intelligent as me and can understand what I'm trying to bring to the table. But what I'm saying is people need perspective. They need to be able to step back from a situation, take their time and judge things properly, not based on, you know, trying to be pure dramatic, like the amount of texts I get off girls, OMG, my life is over, OMG, I'm in love, OMG, all this kind of nonsense. It's right. Modern society. We're building up everything so much. And you see these heartbroken girls with mascara streaming down their tears, like poor Gemma from Celebrity. I'm a Celebrity.
Oh, yes, that picture where she's taking off the headphones from the helicopter. Yes. Yeah.
So you have that every day of the week. And people are losing perspective. Everything. There was a very good YouTube clip. Two very funny guys. Chris, one of them looks a lot like you.
Yes.
And they were talking about the way that things are built up nowadays and how people are manipulated into stuff like that. And that's seeping into our everyday lives. And what I'm trying to say is calm down. Take things a bit slower when you're getting into a relationship or everything in life. Don't be so up and down. You know, just enjoy things.
Hey, you know what? I mean, you can't argue with the Galway player this evening. He has taken his knowledge, I would nearly say his own doctrine and his own brand of philosophy and outlook on life, which is, of course, being the Galway player, and he can apply it to other situations like X Factor, things like that.
I'm thinking about the X Factor now, and do you remember that guy, Steve Brookstein?
Yes, the very first winner.
He was the very first winner of the X Factor. He's like your really angry, bitter ex-boyfriend that just won't let it go.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I remember him.
And
yeah.
Ella Henderson. Ella Henderson is the one that got away.
I agree there. But Steve Brookstein actually is an interesting one. He got 6 million votes. So he is the ultimate one, like that you thought was absolutely amazing. He was massive. He was incredible. His last album, his third album, was called, you'll love this, The Forgotten Man.
Wow.
And it failed to chart.
Yeah, wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah, just
6 million votes. So there's a few, just to finish this, a few morals.
Sure, X Factor, okay? Yeah.
So the first one is just be true to yourself. Unless a PR company or an agent tells you to change.
Okay, and then maybe consider changing. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Believe
yeah.
in yourself. I mean, look at all the incredible idiots that went on there thinking they could sing. I mean, absolutely appalling. If they had a quarter of the talent that they did in relation to the belief they had, they'd be world beaters. So often the people that have the most to offer have the least belief in themselves. So believe a bit more in yourself, an empty vessel and all that.
Yeah.
And the last thing is, and I always say this, and it just comes into, you know, it just proves, a good friend of mine, you say every life lesson you could learn from watching Friends. Well, I believe you can learn a lot from watching X Factor. Be interesting. Look, a sob story goes an awful long way to get into X Factor.
Hey, look, it does. You know what? I never thought I'd be saying it, but I agree with you, Galway player, that there are huge parallels between dating and the X Factor. And you both, even Kira adding the whole kind of jilted ex-boyfriend thing to that Steve Brookstein guy, you guys are making a lot of sense, I have to say. And this is why we have the Galway player on, because as you can see, not only is he a, I guess, player or gives dating advice, as well as that, he also, you could say, is a philosopher. I mean, he is. And maybe one day people like Carl Jung and all that will also have Galway player beside them in the history books, you know? Maybe that's, I don't know, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but
Chris, just to bring, going back to the book there, the wonderful book that I wrote, Shift and Drift.
Yes.
I was looking at the Eason's bestsellers. Now, my book is in the psychology section for anyone that's looking for it in the stores. And per sales this week, it's on the same list as Dr. Phil. So currently...
Wow.
Currently, and I have this screenshot on my phone, I'll send it to you later.
Do please.
I am on a par with Dr. Phil.
See?
Two of the greatest minds of our generation.
That is why.
And Dr. Phil.
Nobody yeah. can have nice things.
Well, Kira, there you go.
That is why society yeah. is the way that it is.
Kira, this man, you're talking to an author on par in Ireland at the moment with sales of Dr. Phil books.
Yeah,
so
I can imagine a book about the Galway player being in the psychology section,
well,
all right.
There you go. I tell you, Galway player.
No, but Chris, not for any of the right reasons.
Well,
you know,
fair enough. Yeah, just the way like there's books about like Charles Manson in the psychology
section,
Ted Bundy.
More like a case study.
All right. Well, look, fair enough. I tell you what, though, do check it out. It's called Shift and Drift, The Galway Player's Guide to Dating. And of course, The Galway Player has his website, thegalwayplayer.com. And he is on Twitter under the self-evident Twitter name of @GalwayPlayer. So, yes, Galway Player.
Sorry now. If everyone could retweet my last tweet, because obviously, as you know, I'm hilarious as well.
Yes.
And I've been nominated for the 2FM sponsored Rabo Tweeties Awards. So it's the best Twitter accounts in Ireland. I don't know how you weren't nominated, Chris.
So neither do I. And I work here, for God's sake.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Do you think I'm going to pull a few strings?
Chris and Kira. 2FM.